Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The gnashing of teeth over the east wing of the White House is just amazing. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing how many people on the left and the media, and you heard the CBS News report about it, you know, can they stop this destruction of this historical site? It's the east wing of the White House. If you've ever gone on a tour of the White House, you enter through the east wing. There's nothing there. The office of the First Lady, there's other offices there. And then there's the east room, which is a small room, which is what they're going to add on to a big giant ballroom. I don't understand what the fuss is. It's an old building. The White House is old, and they've renovated it many, many, many times. Even after World War II, when they realized that this thing would not withstand a bomb, and they literally gutted the entire thing and rebuilt it from the inside out to make sure that it could withstand a bomb. And they added a bunker. Like, I mean, this is the thing, and this is going to be shocking. The first president to ever live in the White House was not George Washington. It was John Adams. And when John Adams moved into the White House, there was no bunker. Like, you know, the room that in the movies where they take the president to? And I've never been in the bunker. I've never seen it myself. But in the movies, if there's an emergency, they got to grab the president and they rush him to an elevator and they go down to a bunker. Now, I don't know about the elevator because I don't know if the power goes out. They probably have a backup generator. It's the White House. I would imagine they've got a Generac or something. And they take him down to this bunker and then they lock him in. Like, there was this movie, Olympus Has Fallen. And it was stupid. It was dumb. But it was fun to watch. But, you know, basically, like, you know, these terrorists take over the White House and president's in the bunker, and he's in the bunker with the bad guy, and one lone Secret Service agent has to save him. Anyway, there was no bunker when John Adams was there. I mean, it's changed a lot. They used to have sheep in the lawn. There wasn't a fence for a long time. Lincoln famously would greet visitors, so he would just sit in it. We would just wait, and people would come in. Everybody could, at one point, anybody could just walk in the White House. You just walk on in. Things have changed a lot. When I was in college and I was interning there, I remember the day that they shot up the press room on Pennsylvania Avenue, some nut with a gun. But back then, you could drive by it. Pennsylvania Avenue was open. It was great. You drive by the White House. You ever see some of the old movies of the White House, like The American President. It's hard to believe it's an old movie now. And there's scenes and there's just, you know, cars driving by. That was a thing. And then President Clinton signed an executive order to shut down Pennsylvania Avenue to traffic. I don't remember people screaming about that, but it was a big freaking deal that you could not drive by the White House anymore. People used to drive by and they'd stop and they'd take pictures and they would just, you know, you'd go to D.C. with the family, drive by the White House. Over the years, the view of the White House has become increasingly eclipsed. It used to be a lot more open than it is now. And they started planting lots of trees. Or I don't know if, I mean, they were worried about people being able to take shots, so they put big trees up. So now there's not as many viewpoints at the White House as there used to be. And sometimes Pennsylvania Avenue is even closed to pedestrians, too. And for example, when Patrick and I went for the Eagles game, or the Eagles reception at the White House that day, Pennsylvania Avenue was closed to foot traffic for extended periods of time because you have to take people from either West or East Executive Avenue. In this case, with the Eagles, they had the buses all out front of East Executive Avenue, and the Eagles came out, so they shut down Pennsylvania, and they do this a lot, the foot traffic, which is a gigantic pain because it's a huge complex, and the Treasury building is part of the complex, and the Eisenhower Executive Office building is part of the complex, so if you need to get to the other side of the White House, for example, if you need to get to the South Lawn entrance to go for an event, you got to walk all the way around to 16th Street and go down, or 17th Street, whatever it is, and walk all the way down to get over there. It's a gigantic pain in the neck. Wasn't always that way. People used to be able to get around a lot more freely. I don't like it. I just didn't hear anyone really complaining about it. Now, if you're going to complain about anything, I think the thing to complain about is the fact that the view has been so obstructed of the White House that to see it, you got to basically be on the southern ellipse, and there are a few spots on the fence line where you can take a really good picture of the rotunda and the Truman balcony and the... And then if you are lucky enough to be on Pennsylvania Avenue on a day that it's actually open to pedestrians, there's a lot of spots you can take pictures on Pennsylvania Avenue of the White House. But if you want to get to the other side of the White House, that's a whole, I got to walk all the way around. And it's a big, but I just don't remember hearing a lot of people really complain about it. And I don't know if there was any outrage when they decided to fill in the swimming pool and make it into the White House press briefing room. I don't know if there was or not. I wasn't alive, but I think not. The outrage over what Trump is doing now, adding a ballroom and demolishing parts of the east wing of the White House, which is the most underutilized part of the executive mansion. So you've got the White House, you've got the mansion, you've got the White House, which was built when John Adams became president. He moves into the White House. The British burn it down, so they had to rebuild the whole thing. So it's not even the original White House from the original White House. And they had other fires, and they had to tear the entire thing open to restructure it so that it could withstand the bombs and the technology changes of modern life. And they had to put in bulletproof glass, and they had to do all those security upgrades. I don't know if they've got rocket launchers on the roof. I don't know if they've got anti-aircraft missile defense on the roof. I've seen that in the movies. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. What I do know, though, is that the East Wing is the part of the White House that nobody really cares about. The West Wing, obviously, is kind of a big deal. You got the Oval Office there. You got the Roosevelt Room. You got the press briefing room. You got other rooms. When you go on a tour, you see parts of the mansion. You don't go to the residence, obviously. That's a very special invitation to go to the residence. As is the White House Situation Room. As is the mess, which Dr. Victoria Coates still owes me lunch in the White House mess. Those are very special places to go. Now, I've been to the Oval Office a few times. I've been in the White House Press Briefing Room, and it's awesome. And I've done the tour. So I've seen the Red Room and the Blue Room and those other rooms. And I've been in the state dining room, the East Room. It's just not that big. And they have these big events there, and you can't fit everybody. I've been in the Rose Garden. I think paving the Rose Garden, putting pavers down, was a good idea. I really do. I think it was a smart idea. I don't think there's anything. I don't know why anybody would really complain about that. Like, no big deal. You know, you got pavers there, so this way, if it rains, people's feet don't get all wet in this soggy grass. All right? So I'm just saying that because I think it's important to be said. But the east wing of the White House itself, I don't think anyone really cares. I don't think anyone really cares, except for the left right now, which is absolutely 100% freaking out. Here's a montage Fox News put together of people in the media and the left losing their friggin' mind over the fact that Trump is renovating a part of the White House and adding in a ballroom. Take a listen.
To take literally a wrecking ball to the White House.
I can't.
It's grotesque. It's just grotesque.
This is giving mob boss. Our tax dollars now, if he gets his $230 million, is going to be used to renovate a White House, which, by the way, he never intends to leave.
Let's call him the Capo de Tutto Grifters.
Yes.
I don't care about that damn ballroom.
All right, so Madison / Monroe, 1809 to 1825, rebuilt after the 1814 fire, which was set by the British. They burned down the White House. Never forget. Okay? Never forget. Then they added the South Portico. Teddy Roosevelt, 1901 to 1909, built the West Wing, created the Oval Office space. Truman gutted and rebuilt the interior and added the Truman Balcony. I don't know how many people freaked out over that, but they gutted and rebuilt the entire White House because they had to, because we're now in the nuclear age. And they're realizing then, holy cow, this building, which was made in the 1800s, cannot withstand if there's a bomb that's dropped. So we got to put in steel. We got to put in steel beams and anti-nuclear beams. And I'm sure there's probably a more technical way to phrase that than anti-nuclear beams. But nevertheless, that's what they had to do. JFK did a historic restoration with authentic antiques. At the time, I remember this because Jackie Kennedy went into the White House and felt like it was so dated. And I believe it was Time or Life magazine, whatever it was, did a whole thing on Jackie Kennedy redecorating the White House to bring it up to modern times, to Camelot standards. And then, of course, Bush post 9/11 security blast, windows, bunker, and the White House Situation Room. But that's the thing. I mean, Lincoln didn't have a sit room. They just all went into his office and they would go into the various rooms of the White House and have meetings. And there was no bunker to take him to. If, say, the Confederates had breached the White House, they couldn't have taken probably too, they would have taken him to like a closet or something. There was no bowling alley. Lincoln did not roll. And not just on Seamus Chavez. Lincoln never rolled. There was no bowling alley in the White House. That was put in by Richard Nixon. Nixon put in the bowling alley. I don't remember the outrage over that. If I'm ever president, I'm adding a water park. I am. Babylon Bee joked about that today, about President Trump adding a giant water slide. But I would. I put in a water park. Kids can do the Easter egg roll, and then they can do some fun water rides. I think that would be nice. I mean, Obama put in a basketball court. Everybody lost their minds over that. Guy liked to shoot hoops. Good for him. He's president. Wanted to play some basketball. Here's the other thing, too, about this ballroom that's going to be built. Trump's not going to get to really enjoy it. I know the left thinks he's going to run for a third term, but he's really not going to get to enjoy it. What Trump is going to get to do is pass that on to all the presidents who come after him so that they can have these big, lavish events worthy of a White House in the 21st century. I just don't know what the big freaking deal is about this. I mean, if they had fire alarms, smoke detectors, and a sprinkler system when the British burned down the White House, never forget. And never forgive them. I'm sorry, but I think I get it. We're allies now. There was this whole World War II and whatnot, and the Brits have been there for us, and I get it. But I'm Italian, so you can forgive, but not really, and you can never forget. And I'm just saying, if I'm ever president, it's very possible I'm going to try to get revenge for that one. Because revenge is a dish best served cold. Like the food in England is best served cold because it's terrible. I've never been. I've just heard that. And I believe it. I believe it. By the way, speaking of teeth, because the British, I'm just saying. Dr. Mike Veneria is the big story sponsor. And when it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best one. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or veneriadental.com. I'm just saying the Brits could use that. But if I were president, I might be over there and I may just accidentally, like, push over a candle at, you know, when Buckingham Palace or whatever it is. Be like, oops. Of course, it would go out promptly and they'd be like, did you really just try to burn down the path? I'd be like, well, now we're even. All right. Plus, they didn't have fire extinguishers back then. Yeah. I mean, if they did, they'd probably assume they would have used them. So yeah, a lot's changed. There was an outdoor swimming pool that was put in at one point. And it was President Ford who did that. Nobody lost their friggin' minds that there's a pool at the White House. Nobody cared. I don't think it's there anymore. So anyway, in this modern Trump era, we've got to find something to be outraged about all the time. Constantly, all the time. And I think part of the reason why nobody takes the left seriously anymore, why nobody takes Democrats seriously, is the fact that they find a way to freak out and lose their mind on a daily basis to try to come up with something that they're outraged about. Something. And you turn around and you go, really? Like, this is what you're upset about? We're adding a ballroom to the White House. It's not costing the taxpayers anything. That's what you're upset about? You're upset about that. With all the things that are going on in the world, that's what's got your goat, because Trump's doing it. If it was a Democrat doing it, they would be having all of these wonderful exposés on the White House and the history of the White House and how presidents and first ladies have renovated it. And they would be telling stories and they would be showing everybody how beautiful and what wonderful this is and majestic this is. They would not be screaming that this is the destruction of the people's house. But this is the day and age in which we live. Here's CNN's Karen Finney. This is cut number 9 about the new White House ballroom and how grotesque this whole thing is. Cut 9.
Well, as I mentioned on this program a couple weeks ago, I think it's fairly grotesque to begin construction, just the optics of beginning construction on a grand ballroom at a time when the government is shut down, inflation is still high, costs are still high. We saw new economic indicators coming out today actually showing that middle and lower income Americans are falling behind in car payments, which is an early indicator. So I think it's, even if you believe that this was a good idea, I would say the timing is horrible. And look, personally, it was a little shocking to see those images, having worked in the White House. I mean, there's so much beauty and history in the East Wing. So it's sad to see that, you know, that huge hole there. And I would just mention that some of the other things, you know, the changes that Scott mentioned, those were additions. This is a subtraction, I guess, in an addition, but it really changes, I think, in many ways, what the People's House is supposed to be about, which is not necessarily a grand ballroom with crystal chandeliers, but it's about, you know, the American people. So, again, I just also think the construction timing is really just gross.
It's gross. It's just gross. It's gross and grotesque. All right, quick break as we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. Jack Cittarelli having a big event with law enforcement and some sheriffs. We'll tell you all about it. He was just at a diner with Congressman Byron Donalds. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Jack Chiarelli at a diner with Congressman Byron Donalds, hanging out with him today, and Fox News took it live. He's also doing an event right now with a bunch of the sheriffs in New Jersey at various counties. We'll talk to one of those sheriffs, my buddy Sean Golden, a little bit later in the show today. Jack's running mate is the sheriff of Morris County, New Jersey. Law and order is a big deal for him. It's a big part of the campaign message. Law and order matters for a couple reasons. Obviously, it matters a lot. But in this election, Mikey Sherrill voted against the Laken Riley Act. Remember, that's the act that would have gone after illegal immigrants who commit heinous crimes. She voted against that. She's also not getting the support of the police. And I think larger, Democrats everywhere, and this is what we talk about with Krasner, and why I said that the story of what happened, this young woman who was brutally murdered, it matters not just in Philadelphia. Democrats have become the party that enables criminals to be back on the streets. And it's very clear and obvious that they don't care about the safety of their communities. What they care about is standing up to Donald Trump, even at the expense of saying, hey, we'd love to have more resources. I think about it from this perspective. We have had state and local and community partners working together on various things over the years, and they've done a great job. Joint task force on guns, on drugs, on terrorism, and all these things. But in the Trump age, in the Trump era, these states and these cities, no matter how besieged by crime they are, they don't want any help. And that is just so stupid. When you've got budgets that are maxed out, you don't have enough people, it sends a message to the residents in the neighborhoods who were besieged by crime, because it's not Pritzker's neighborhood. You know, that billionaire has got plenty of security. Krasner's got armed security. All these Democrats have armed security, but what they want to do is stand up to Trump. And so the residents who live in these neighborhoods that are under constant crime, they know full well these Democrats don't care about them. They just don't care. And that's what the message really is about. So Byron Donalds coming in for Jack Chiarelli is a big deal. They had a big event at a diner, and he spoke with John Roberts in Fox News, and this is how it went down. Go ahead.
Well, look, here's what I would tell you. The crowd behind me is excited. You can see the energy on the ground here in the state of New Jersey. But let's be very clear about some things. America has been trending conservative and Republican because we stand for common sense principles. That's what New Jersey needs now more than anything. Common sense, an attitude, and a focus to make sure businesses can thrive, communities are safe, kids are getting the best education possible, and it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that the man to my right, Jack Chiarelli, needs to be the next governor of the state of New Jersey.
It's good. It's very good. And they asked Jack, they said, so you like solar? He goes, I don't like solar. I like natural gas. And then he talked about pulling the state out of REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which would be a great thing. It would save the state a lot of money and get the state of New Jersey out of a regional cooperative that costs you an arm and a leg. But if you're a good person, you'll pay for it. Remember, that's what Mikey Sherrill said. If you're a good person, you'll pay for it. So Jack put out a new advertisement on this issue, and she profits. She made a lot of money by investing in a lot of these various companies. This is cut number 21, one of the new ads that Jack has rolled out today and yesterday. Take a listen.
While your energy bill climbed, Mikey Sherrill's net worth soared, profiting off the same utility companies she's now attacking. Sherrill invested over $500,000 in utility companies since 2022, all while cheering on Phil Murphy's disastrous energy policies that gave rise to their record profits and emptied our savings accounts.
It's going to cost you an arm and a leg, but if you're a good person, you'll do it.
And it costs you an arm and a leg, but if you're a good person, we'll do it. You'll do it. You'll suck it up and you'll do it. That's part of the what the left does. It's their, they tell you what you're a good person or not. They decide. It's like, well, hey, you know, you're a good person if you let a biological boy play in your girl's swim team or go in the locker and hang out with them. They'll love that. so silly, really is. I'm of the opinion that Jack's got a really good chance here. The new Rutgers-Eagleton poll shows Mikey Sherrill has a five-point lead. But that same poll in 2021 showed Murphy with a double-digit lead, and Jack only lost by less than 4%. But what happened is people looked at those polls, and then they said, oh, he's going to lose, so I'm not going to bother voting. Don't fall into that trap this time. Don't do that. Don't fall into that trap and believe that the polls that she's going to win, and these polls are nonsense. The only poll that matters is the one on election day. I love that phrase. The only poll that matters is the one on election day. So on election day, get out and vote, and don't worry. Just do your part, and that's all you got to worry about. It's all you got to worry about when it comes to that race. Having the backing of the cops, having the backing of these sheriffs, having the backing of law enforcement is a very important thing. He also rolled out a new TV ad. It's called Together. This is cut 22, campaign ad that they played. Take a listen. Sorry, cut 22, Sean.
I'm Jack Cittarelli. Here we go. New Jersey's been home to my family for more than 100 years. I love this state, but we need change. Housing, tax, and electricity bills are crushing the middle class. And while you were paying more for everything, Mikey Sherrill was tripling her net worth in Congress. We need someone who's honest, with a real plan, someone who gets it. As governor, I'll fight every day for people who work hard and play by the rules, because that's what you deserve. Together, I know we can fix New Jersey. It's time.
Now, they also, as part of this now, you're realizing we're getting into what's called the closing arguments of the race, the closing arguments. And Jack also put out his final TV ad of the general election cycle. I'll play that for you a little bit later in the show. Over 400,000 mail-in ballots so far in New Jersey, so far, have come back in. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It means that people are excited about this race. And I think, personally, I think that means that the enthusiasm factor is in Jack's favor. I really do. So they're bringing in the big guns and the squirt gun, little Pete Buttigieg. But Barack Obama is going to campaign with Mikey Sherrill in the race's closing stretch. I want to remind you that Barack Obama was campaigning with Kamala Harris as well. And it didn't help Kamala Harris. Here's Byron Donalds. Mikey Sherrill is no moderate. And it's important to know, they tried to pretend for years like Mikey is a moderate. Oh, and just so you know, Jack Cittarelli retweeted the clip of Byron Donalds on our show yesterday. And this is what he said, if I can find this here. I can find the tweet from Jack, because he just put this out a few moments ago. He took what we said with Byron Donalds yesterday, and he retweeted it, and he said, "There will never be enough taxes for Mikey. I've made it clear no sales tax hike and real relief from income and property taxes. Mikey refuses to commit to anything. As Congressman Byron Donalds said, she's just another tax and spend Democrat," and he retweeted the clip of Byron Donalds on the show with me yesterday, and this is what Byron Donalds said. How friggin' stupid is it when on the debate stage you get asked the question about the sales tax and will you rule out raising the sales tax? Jack says, I will absolutely rule out raising the sales tax. It's not going to happen. And Mikey Sherrill turns around and goes, I won't rule anything out. I mean, A, that is one of the dumbest political answers I've ever heard in my life. But B, it's probably a moment of honesty because if she gets the opportunity, she'll probably raise the sales tax. We're already paying 7%. So this is what Democrats do. They it's never about cutting spending. It's always about finding new ways to just tax people and then give money to people like, yeah, illegal immigrants, for example.
I'm trying to tell you, New Jersey, all she's a tax and spend radical liberal Democrat like the rest of them. There will never be enough taxes for her. There will never be enough regulations for her. And then she's going to come out with some wish list of trying to tell you she's going to cut spending. It's a lie. It's never going to happen. You got to get new blood in New Jersey. It is time for Jack Cittarelli to be your governor. I've served with her. I know how she votes. She is a radical, just like Nancy Pelosi, just like AOC, just like Chuck Schumer. The time has come for Jack Cittarelli to be the next governor of New Jersey.
There you go. Byron Donalds coming in also comes at a time right now where Mikey Sherrill is underperforming with black voters, black men in particular. Black male voters, and she's trying really hard now to get black pastors behind her so that she can try to make up that gap. Democrats have done very well in New Jersey with black voters, but much like how things change in 2024 with Trump, with black and Latino voters, things are absolutely changing in New Jersey as well. Because they've had it. They've had it with the Democrats, they've had it with the spending, they've had it with the taxes, and they feel like the Democrat Party has left them down, left them behind, and let them down. I think there's something potted up. I hear static. Is there something potted up on your end, Sean? that issue of getting more black and Latino support for a Republican candidate is going to help in a big, big way. It really is. DeSantis, is it on your end, maybe? Something is staticky and potted up.
I don't know. I don't hear anything, but we'll fix it.
Oh, there we go. It's gone. All right. Wonderful. Excellent. Great. That's good. A little distracting there. You know, my attention span. So that's good that that Jack is performing well with that group. And a big part of the issue is crime. Now, another big issue is crime because black and Latino residents in these cities have seen Democrat leaders go against the cops, support the criminals. They've seen this over and over again, and they've said enough. And they want a secure border. I mean, at one point, the Democrats may try to figure out that just because you're Latino doesn't mean you want everybody coming in over the southern border, that you want wide open borders, that you want just America to be this, you know, open revolving door, that you want illegal immigrant criminals just roaming your streets. Democrats can't seem to figure that out. I don't understand it. To me, that's just pretty racist and stereotypical to just assume, oh, since you're Latino, you must want open borders. Like, what? No, why? I'm Italian. I don't want a bunch of Italians coming in the southern border. I don't think they're coming in the right way. But I'm not just going to, oh, well, they're my people. Oh, well, then in that case, storm the gates. Come on in. It's silly. And it's why Jack's doing very, very well with that demographic. It really is. And I feel really good about his chances. I really do. Excuse me, going into Election Day. So let's talk about this new poll that just came out from Rutgers Eagleton. And I'll tell you a little bit about it so far. It has Mikey Sherrill up 50 to 45%. She led Jack Cittarelli by 9 points in their August poll and 20 points back in June. I don't think this poll's accurate. I never believe these polls. I think this race is a dead heat because polls from groups that I actually trust, like Trafalgar, for example, show it is a statistical tie. And whoever wins the night of election night, if we know who wins on election night, and we may not, it may be one of those situations where it's 3 o'clock in the morning. So technically it's an election that's the day after. I don't know if we're going to know by midnight. So we may not know until the 5th. Jack Cittarelli went to bed that night thinking he was going to be governor. And then he woke up the next day to find that all these votes had come in from Bergen County and all these other places. And he'd lost by almost 4%. Well, let's assume for a second the Rutgers poll is accurate. And it's not, but let's assume. He went from 20 points down in June, 9 points down in August, to 5 points down now. That trend continues, and he wins. Because he's not only closed the gap, I mean, to go from 20 points down to 5 points down to make up that kind of ground means this. People started paying attention to who Mikey Sherrill really is. Back in August, they may have thought, oh, yeah, you know what? I've heard of her. She's this moderate North Jersey Democrat. Yeah. She's the one who flew helicopters, right? She's moderate. Nah, I'm a Democrat and whatever. Then they got to know who she is. They got to learn about her record. And then the cheating scandal exploded. We found out she couldn't walk with her graduating class at the United States Naval Academy. In addition to that, they find out she's made millions of dollars as a congresswoman. That interview that she did with Charlemagne the God, which was a disaster for her, as that kept picking up steam, that terrible answer that she gave, we don't trade individual stocks. And then it came out that she was actually, some of the stocks she made money on, she was serving on the committees that were dealing with those very, very companies and those very issues. So that came out. As voters get to know her, they like her less. As voters get to know Jack, they like him more. That's what this poll tells me. People start paying attention. Remember, I've told you before that election day in New Jersey really begins, the election season begins the day after Labor Day. People don't pay attention in the summer. Everybody's at the shore. Everybody's on vacation. They're not dialed in. So you're down by 20 points in June. You're down 9 points in August. September rolls around. You start paying attention. You're digging in. You're learning about who Mikey Sherrill really is and not the facade they created of this moderate congresswoman who served in the Navy. You hear about Jack Cittarelli's policies, things like pulling out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. You look at your energy bills. You hear her plan on energy, which is I'm going to freeze electricity rates. And you go, well, that's stupid. And they're too high. I don't want you to freeze them. I want you to lower them. You hear Jack's plan, which is we're going to start producing more energy. Then the debate happens, and nobody watches these debates, but the clips go viral, and the clip goes viral of her being asked the question, will you rule out raising the sales tax? Jack says, I will absolutely rule out raising the sales tax, period. Mikey Sherrill says, I'm not ruling anything out. People are paying attention. They start to learn more about her. They like her less. They learn more about Jack. They like him more. In addition to that, Jack starts hitting the airwaves, TV and radio ads, and of course, a lot of social media ads too. Now, Mikey Sherrill is still outspending him. And that's why she's bringing in people like Josh Shapiro to try to help raise money for her. That's why the Democrat National Committee has been panicking and dropping in millions of dollars into this race. Because this is a race that it should be a layup for her. You got 850,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in New Jersey. This should be a layup. And it's not. Am I saying that Jack's going to win? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Jack's got a really, really good chance of winning. It's going to be determined by turnout. I think he absolutely 100% can win. If those 400,000 Republicans who stayed home in the last election come out now, then he wins. That's what this Rutgers-Eagleton poll tells me. People learn more about Mikey Sherrill, they like her less. They learn more about Jack Cittarelli, they like him more. He's gone from 20 points down to 5 points down, and I really don't think he's down 5 points. I think this is a dead even race, this is a dead heat, and it's ultimately going to be determined by turnout in early voting and election day, period. All right, let's talk about your health. Let's say you need to undergo complex dental surgery. I'm talking the whole nine yards, implants, crowns, etc. Are you going to trust just any old dentist, or are you going to trust the man himself, Dr. Mike Venerio, recognized among his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry? 12 years in a row, the experts have called Dr. Mike the expert. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health, and that's Dr. Mike Venerio. With Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. It's about compassion and commitment to your overall health. That's why my whole family goes to him. Bridget had an appointment with him the other day, and she got a beautiful new smile from Dr. Mike. He took great care of her. She needed her veneers replaced, and he gave her beautiful caps. He did a great job, and my wife's smile has never looked more beautiful. And Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. But for many people, they discovered Dr. Mike because their dentist sent them to Dr. Mike. And said, oh, you need something complicated. You need an implant. Well, let me send you to my guy, Dr. Mike Venerio. So that should tell you everything right there. Other dentists put their faith and trust in Dr. Mike. That should tell you everything you need to know. So when it comes to your health, remember, Dr. Mike is the man. Get a free dental implant consultation today. If you've already had a consultation and an estimate, get a second opinion. It's worth doing. Go to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So on the national front, the government shutdown continues today, and another day. What are you going to do? Another day. Here we are, another day with the government open. And our government shut down, I should say, and Democrats don't want to open it. Some good news, though, is that Secretary of Health Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is about to turn around and say saturated fats are great again. Good. I mean, I can't believe we're even having this conversation. You know, I lived through the fat is bad phase. You probably did, too. If you're Gen X like I am, you grew up at a time where everybody was eating those terrible high-carb, low-fat products. At one point, they even had potato chips made with this oil called Olestra. Remember that? Gave everybody poopy pants. And they eventually pulled it. But it was no fat. That was the thing. Fat was evil. Fat was evil. And Snackwells, I think they were called, if I'm not mistaken. They were all these low-fat, no-fat. Every product, every package had no fat, zero fat. And everybody got fat. Everybody was gaining weight. And they're going, I don't understand. I'm not eating fat. I'm this fat-free. I don't get it. What's happening? And back in the 1950s, the American Heart Association came out and said, red meat was bad for you. Eggs were bad for you. Butter was bad for you. Do you remember the margarine craze? You're Gen Xer. You remember that. I can't believe it's not butter. Fabio, shirtless, on horseback. How does anybody forget that? Still haunts me. I can't believe it's not butter and margarine. And all what they did was they took, instead of having something that was natural, like butter, you know, they created and processed, ultra-processed vegetable spreads. And they'd say 100% vegetable oil on them. And then there were several doctors who came out and said, this stuff is terrible for you. Like, it's raising all the key inflammation markers. It's really bad. It's got all these, it's creating these new omega-6 fatty chains and all this other stuff. It's just, but they didn't care. They said it's low fat. Butter fat, bad. margarine, no fat, good. And you had people over the years, Dr. Atkins is probably the most famous case of that, who would say, eat the burger, just don't eat the roll. And then we kind of went through the whole phase of carbs were the devil and carbs were the enemy and carbs were evil. And I think the reality is that that's not the case either, because you can eat pasta, you can eat bread. The difference, though, is that we went through a time where you were told to eat 6 to 12 servings of whole grains a day. And so what you'd have is you'd have these packages. You remember this? Low fat. And they'd say, whole grain. People went, oh, it's whole grain. Well, then it must be good for you. Now, it's probably better than not whole grain, but you're eating 6 to 12 servings of that, of bread, of crackers, of pasta, and all these other things a day, and you balloon up like a tick, or Nancy Pelosi after meeting the interns in D.C., and you wonder why. But we were told that this stuff was the devil. So now the federal government is going to come out and say you can eat saturated fat again. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in July the government would issue new dietary guidelines that are common sense, that stress the need to eat saturated fats, dairy, good meat, fresh meat, and vegetables. Last month, he released the Make America Healthy Again strategy, which calls for bringing back to schools full-fat dairy products like whole milk. Kennedy told Fox News in August that he follows a carnivore diet of mainly meat, yogurt, and fermented vegetables. He has lauded food companies for using beef tallow. That was the other thing that they did that was so stupid, is they stopped making the French fries in beef tallow, and they started using vegetable oil, and they advertised that. We fry in 100% vegetable oil. And turns out that's terrible for you, and beef tallow is good for you. But now you're about to see the pushback from that, and it's going to be a big pushback for that. But the science is actually pretty clear. Exposure to unhealthy saturated fats, butter, full-fat dairy, fatty red meats, these things raise LDL cholesterol and contribute to heart disease, said Cheryl A.M. Anderson, a professor at UC San Diego Herbert School of Public Health and a member of the committee with the American Heart Association. The current dietary guidelines, which are updated every 5 years, recommend people limit their saturated fat intake to less than 10% of daily calories. The American Heart Association goes further, suggesting saturated fat should make up less than 6% of daily calories. The American Heart Association is about to lose their mind over this. There's a whole thing about how the 1950s, Kellogg, you know, the cereal company, they went to the American Heart Association. They got them to put the American Heart Association seal of approval on things. So you'd have these low-fat, high-carbohydrate things that got the American Heart Association seal of approval. And then the American Heart Association decided that they would go after butter, they'd go after meat, they'd go after all these things, and they would join forces with Big Food, because Big Food could package and process everything and give you the highly processed foods that you know and are all terrible for you. Bob's Little Sports Shop has a great event coming up this coming October 25th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It is the ladies shooting event. So ladies, get together with your fellow ladies and go to Bob's Little Sports Shop on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey, October 25th, and have a great time enjoying yourself and learning how to properly shoot. Maybe you're experienced and you want to show off to your friends. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, but you want to learn. No experience is necessary. No firearms ID card is needed, but no alcohol or drugs are permitted on premises. You'll have a great time and a lot of fun. Bob's is not only the store that has the absolute best selection of firearms anywhere. They've got NRA certified and range safety officers, professional instructors. And at this ladies only shooting event coming up on October 25th, ladies will be the instructors as well. So you'll learn from the women and you'll learn how to protect yourself. And it's very important to do. And Bob's can help you if you've never owned a firearm before with all the paperwork and the process. And depending on where you live, it's either a little bit of a pain in the ass or it's a big one. It just depends on where you live. But they'll help you through it. They'll guide you through the process. And then they'll teach you how to responsibly use a firearm to protect yourself and your family. It's a great place. It's a great store. They stand for freedom and liberty. And they've been doing it for 60 years. 60 years family owned in New Jersey, of all places. We've had these wackos who come in and they hate the Second Amendment, but Bob's has survived because People love the staff at Bob's. They're knowledgeable, they're professional, and they'll help you. So sign up today. Go to bobslittlesportshop.com. Bobslittlesportshop.com. October 25th, ladies shooting event. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.